Senor Cabrales with the Kerry Wedding Tunes. And as foreshadowed before the news, we are joined in the studio by one of the staff of the Irish Film Festival Australia. And this is Miss Natalie O'Neill, who happens to be my daughter, but we won't worry about that. Natalie is on the staff of the Irish Film Festival Australia, which, as I mentioned previously, officially launched in Sydney earlier this month and will commence in cinemas later this month. So, Natalie, welcome to Glen Innes and to CBD. Can you tell us about the Irish Film Festival Australia? What is it exactly?
The Irish Film Festival Australia was founded by Dr. Enda Murray in 2015, and it actually focuses on bringing innovative and quality Irish films to Australia, mainly showcasing culture, traditions, history and character of Ireland and its people. This year, the festival, we've partnered with Palace Cinemas, who are helping us take the festival to five cities around Australia, so it's really exciting.
And what cities is it going to be in?
So we're starting off in Sydney on the 25th of August, and then we'll be going to Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra and Perth.
And that's week by week?
Yes, so it's consecutive weekends, starting, as I said, with Sydney, and then we will go round to the other four cities.
Fantastic. And after it's been in the cinemas, it's going to be online as well, is that right?
Yeah, so the online festival, it starts on the 30th of September. It will have a slightly different selection of films, and all the information about the online festival is announced on the 9th of September.
Fantastic. Now, how would people who wanted to go to the festival get their tickets, and how would their tickets be working?
So at the moment, only tickets for the cinema are available. You can visit www.irishfilmfestival.com.au to view all the films that will be there, and you can click through to get information, see the screening times, buy tickets, all that's on the website.
Fantastic. And I'm just going to play a word from our sponsor, and then I'll have some more questions for you.
The Glen Innes Opportunity Shop is a major community service contributor to Glen Innes and District. The shop at 179 Lang Street is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 12 noon Saturdays. The staff would very much appreciate donated goods dropped off during these hours and would also appreciate customers wearing a face mask whilst in store. The all-volunteer op shop offers quality second-hand clothing and domestic goods at very affordable prices. The Glen Innes Opportunity Shop is a 2CBD sponsor.
2CBD, your volunteer presenters bring music for your enjoyment.
And it's 7:10, and I'm here in the studio with Natalie O'Neill from the Irish Film Festival Australia. Natalie, you've just been telling us a little bit about the festival, but I'm interested. You've been working for the festival for a while now. Can you tell us what you do there?
Yes, so working for the Irish Film Festival is a great deal of fun. There's so much to learn and so much to experience. I sort of do quite a bit for the festival, really, a bunch of different things. I help create social media posts. I help with the managing of sponsors. We've been working on our own documentary about this drag queen. Her name's Peaches. So, yeah, it's a bit of everything and a great deal of fun.
That sounds marvellous. And how did you come to be working at the film festival?
So I've actually been involved in the Irish community for quite some time now. I contributed for the Consul General's Generation Green project a little bit ago, and I've been bartending at the Gaelic Club in Sydney, and then I have a degree in photography and I'm interested in exploring filmmaking and the film industry. So when I was at a function at the Gaelic Club and got chatting to Enda, he sort of invited me to work at the film festival as an intern, and I said yeah. So I work with like about 12 other people there, and it's been great.
That sounds fantastic. What a wonderful opportunity for someone to move into the field of movies. We might go back to thinking about the festival itself now. Can you tell us a little bit about what the movies are that are in the festival?
Yeah, so we've got 10 films in the cinemas. The opening night is going to be Steps of Freedom, a documentary about Irish dancing. And then along with the opening night, there'll be some music and some drinks. So it's sure to be a great, great evening. And then I'm also excited for, I'm actually excited for all the films, but some that are really piquing my interests have to be Uncullin Cuan or The Quiet Girl. It's an Irish language film. It's been making the rounds globally it's very much discussed and popular, so we're really excited for that one. And there's a documentary about the pirate Grace O'Malley called The Cry of Grunuelia, which also seems to be a really good one. And then we'll also be showing Love Yourself Today, which is a documentary about Damien Dempsey, the singer. Looks like it's going to be an audience favourite. People are really excited for that one.
Sounds brilliant. So the Irish Film Festival, just to recap, launches in Sydney on the 26th of August. 25th of August in the cinemas, going around other cities of Australia after that. And then it will be online, and the online information becomes available at www.irishfilmfestival.com.au on the 9th of September. Have I got all of that right?
Yeah, so with the online festival, it'll all go live on the 9th of September. It will have a few extra movies there, so the lineup will look a little different, and then all the ticket links and all that will be on the website as well that day.
That's wonderful. We'll look forward to checking that out. Thank you very much for coming, for getting yourself out of a nice warm bed and coming in this morning, Natalie.
No worries. Thank you for having me.